Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled babbel.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Got a little secret, I think you want to know. A dirty little secret, about a secret little show.
Sarah and Vinny Secret Show for Thursday, January 6th. 2022. Sarah, Vinny, Nick, and Brinny, and our special guest today, the one and only Scott Capurro. Scott,
hey kids,
you're playing
what
at a high school.
What would we do with two of them? Can you imagine? My God.
Yes, we can't take another Scott Capurro. Hey, Scott. Oh, yes. Wait. Did I just hear you off the air saying that the high school show has been canceled?
They pulled it yesterday.
That's for the best. Okay, good. That's actually.
Why is that for the best? Why? What are you talking about?
Because I don't know about you performing at high schools. That doesn't seem like.
That's where I started, that high school theater. That's where I first did stand up playing Mr. Rogers.
Oh, it's at the. Oh, this is at what used to be called Drake High?
Yeah, now Archie Williams High School. Yeah. And I called them and said, look, I'd love to help spread the word about your change. And they're like, we'd love it. Come do a show. So. It was very exciting, and everyone was enthusiastic. We sold tickets.
The cancellation saved that administrator's job, so good job on that person.
What are you talking
for them?
No.
Were you going to do a daytime show for the kids, or was it going to be a nighttime show for them?
Doing a matinee at 3 for the kids, and then coming back for the parents.
No, you weren't.
I'm not doing a matinee for the kids. No, I'm doing a comedy show. It's basically a rented space that they're just sticking me in. You know, it's going to be great. It's a beautiful theater, that place. 200 seats. It's really nice. And it's hard to find venues, you know, in Marin.
So why not do a high school? Right.
Right.
Omicron.
Omicron is back. It's back. Omicron is back. And they found a new virus in France yesterday.
So yay! Oh, my God. Another. Yay. Oh, I was so sick of the Omicron.
I know.
I can't wait to hear what this new.
New variant.
I love it.
It's called IHU.
What?
It's IHU. IHU, I think. IHU? Anyway, it's a French thing.
IHU. The IHU variant.
The IHU variant. You know,
you heard it here
that
first.
That's what you were waiting for. A variant we've all been waiting for. So, yeah.
IHU?
I knew it. I knew you. IHU.
So as a performer, you're completely fucked.
Yeah, it's a total nightmare. This is worse than last year.
Why is it worse than last year?
Well, not worse for the people that died so much last year, but worse for people in hospitality, because now...
Is that what you consider yourself to be, in hospitality?
Yeah, that's what I do. And thanks, Sarah. Thanks for that, Sarah. Thanks for that positive reinforcement, Sarah.
Well, I think of you as being an entertainer, not a hospitality.
Well, it's hospitality. Yeah. That's what it is. That's why you quit it, because you're not very...
I'm not very hospitable.
But anyway, that's why last year when they were dropping dead, the government stepped in to give us help because Trump was nicer during all this. But Biden's kind of mean. So now they're like, no, it's all normal. You'll be fine in 2 weeks. Just, you know, eat breadcrumbs and survive in sparkling water. Good luck. Tap, tap. So we're not getting any help from anyone. And in the meantime, I'm going back on IGTV.
We're not getting help. You mean the hospitality people?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. So it's a struggle.
So, but what about, wasn't England paying you for a while there?
Yeah, they were coughing up something. We're fine there, but here we might lose our flat. It's okay. You know, look, there's a new show in homelessness. I'm sure that comedy show hasn't been written yet, and it should be because it's such a problem here. So I'm thinking, live in my car for a year. I've done it before. Live in a car and then rent some jet. Right? That's sold
out.
You
own a house in England. Why would you live in a car?
Because I need the jokes, but also...
there's a point.
I need the new material, right? Brent can tell you that.
Yeah. I'll tell you, the Ayurvedic diet and the husband is not... Yeah. That's
so
getting
you're
old.
Doing it to yourself. Yeah, okay, got it. Right.
We're going to sleep in a van and hilarious.
Film the whole thing. Do a YouTube series. You'll be huge.
It's really killing. This is killing me. I mean, I've had to pull gigs, tour dates and stuff for the fifth time. And
are you going back to the weekly Instagram show? What's going on now?
Yeah, we're doing it Saturday night and the following week too. Yeah, we're going to.
So this is a half hour at 8 p.m.
And now the irony is, if high school kids want to watch me, they can, instead of not being able to get in Marin. Now they can watch me on IGTV and learn all the lessons. Learn all the lessons, right? Right? Mm-hmm. On the 8th and the 15th. So tune in. It'll be fun. Right. I mean, I got to get the word out, right? I can't be stopped. This virus can't stop me, right? Hello.
I don't know if it can stop you or not.
But it's good for the kids. Look, if I was a 13-year-old gay kid, freshman in high school, and there was a gay guy performing and telling me all the stuff I needed to know, I would appreciate it. I'd send him $20 and more. I'd make my parents send him money too. I would steal my parents' credit card and give him all the money my parents had in the world. If you just teach me what needed to be done. Comedy instructs, Sarah. Comedy moves, changes. Mm.
I didn't realize that it had such a...
Hear that right. What Scott meant was, steal your parents' credit card and give him all your money.
Yeah.
Join us. What, you guys, I mean, what's going to happen if this keeps continuing? Seriously. I mean, you have a secure job because you never leave your house. You don't have to. But what about people that need to for their work? It's terrible, all this.
No, it is absolutely... That's why I'm telling you, there's so much, the attitude of fuck it is, it is starting to permeate. Like a lot of people are just like, fuck it, I have to go to work. You know, fuck it, these kids have to go to school. Fuck it, I want to see my friends. Fuck it, I'm done hiding in my house. Like it's unfortunately, that means more people are going to get it.
But it's a cold, right? It's a cold. It's a bad cold. A little bit of a flu? Is that what
let's
it is
not
now?
Start. You know, let's not, what I, let's not what go I was going to say is, no, while I do agree with you, Scott, that we're very fortunate to be in these seats and have figured out a way to make our broadcast still continue, the truth is there's different levels of suck, and this has not been good for anybody, and it's not good for our business either. There are people in the audience who do disagree with vaccinations and are mad when we talk about it, and we don't want that division among our audience either. So it's not good for anybody, and we're all ready for it to be over.
Yeah.
Part of what we do here is go on adventures and then talk about them. My adventures consist of going, you know, running up the stairs and being winded.
How's this? You're going surfing though, right? You're surfing.
I do surf, right. But that's not a story I can tell too often because nobody gives a fuck.
I mean, when we get to the point where Vinny's breaking down each wave he rode, because that is the only thing that happened, like, we're going to be in some trouble. Like,
we'll all have adventures. In a couple weeks, we go back, you know, and to the UK. And as far as I know, the club Edson works for, he's going straight back to work, is rammed and really busy. And I'm booking dates, lots of them. And we're going to Denmark, we're going to Sweden, we're going to Austria, places we've never been. So I'll report back and tell you what it's like. It sounds like a different planet. I don't know what it's, you know, it sounds like people that maybe have their medical care paid for by the government. Maybe that's a problem too, a little bit.
Hey, didn't he finish college? When's he start his, you know, actual job?
Law job.
Yeah. He's looking. He's applying for his... green card here, so when that happens, then we'll have more options. But that job that he has at the club, they're paying pretty well now, so he's satisfied, although it's exhausting. But we'll see.
Schooling just to stay where he was working before, though.
Yeah, I know, the way I'm using my degree, the way we all use our degrees in our occupations is amazing, because it had it all transfers so beautifully. I know it's great.
Exactly, guarantees
I might have to start teaching again. That's the thing.
Again?
I might go back to the teaching. Yeah.
Again?
I'm sorry. I've known you for 25 years, and this is the first I've ever heard that you taught anything.
That's because you You don't listen to me when I talk to you.
Vinny, do you remember this?
You don't hear me.
No, I have literally never heard you say that you taught. Please tell me more about it. Are we talking about teaching pigeons in the park?
I have rabbit ears for dirty Scott stories. I hear those more than I hear your other nuns, Ayurvedic apples or whatever.
What?
But I never heard anything about you being a teacher, no.
Tell us all about your teaching experience.
Poached pear, anyone?
Did you get a degree in teaching? Like, what is your degree in?
Yeah, you don't need a degree to teach at the Harvey Milk Institute. I was teaching solo performance. I did a few courses in it.
You were teaching.
Yeah, so
okay,
solo performance.
Meaning you, like, hosted some kind of seminar thing.
No, it was a course. It lasted 6 weeks. I had people every week typing little notes on their computers. The weird thing is, even in that situation, the Harvey Milk Institute, even me going on and on as a teacher, there's always in every course a woman who would just sidle up and lie and sit at my feet and just stare at me adoringly.
What?
At every course. I know. It was
desks? What, did everyone have to sit on the floor around the room? I don't understand.
Actors cuddle on the floor. They like to get in touch with Earth. And they like to, we did a lot of exercises on the floor. A lot of crawling and, a lot of stuff where you use your body, use everything, And she being a leotard.
I don't know.
Hovering all the time, always in the leotard, hovering. I'm like, what is it? Always a woman, always pretty.
There's a lady in a leotard who doesn't know that you throw up on girls when you kiss them deeply.
Seriously, or maybe they like that, Vinny. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
If I was single or heterosexual, pussy 24/7.
Oh, right. We're on the secret show. It's okay.
Right. 24/7.
Isn't it weird to hear him say pussy, though? Wow. Yeah, that was really strange.
Actually, it comes out all wrong.
Poussoir. Poussoir. In my face 24/7. If I wanted
He almost choked on that word as it was coming out.
That
Yikes.
One was harder. That furball.
He
said
squirting on my face. That's crazy.
Whatever they do. I'm sweating. No, I'm sweating. I'm wet now. I'm sweating and wet. But I'm just, if I go back to teaching, I'll report back and tell you. Maybe I'll change. Maybe there's change in the air. Maybe Omicron is surfacing my heterosexuality. And before you know it, bring on the babe.
Yeah.
Bit of titty.
I mean, it could happen.
People
change. Who doesn't
what did you say time? About a titty? I didn't. What?
Bit of titty. Bit of titty.
Tunes out until the word titty comes up.
Titty?
Bitty titty? Is that what you said?
Bit of titty is the name of my next one-person show. And when I talk about being homeless and straight. Yeah, so... We'll see. We will see,
I guess. That's.
But you'd come to see my show at a high school just to see how it goes, right, Sarah? Just for the fun of it, right? Just to see how people respond and react. Hilarious, right? High school seats, tiny chairs.
Hello? Oh, it sounds great. I love high school seats, tiny chairs.
It's postponed. So we're going to try to do it in April. I might have to come back earlier than I thought just to make some money to pay for this rental.
It's
so
interesting.
We'll see.
I don't really remember there being... Like that, the auditoriums at the schools where I grew up were available for rental. Like maybe they were, but no one wanted to do anything in East Bridgewater, Massachusetts. Like
could be that.
I wonder why I've never heard of any sort of outside performance happening at what is it called now, Drake High?
Archie Williams High School. For one thing, it's been a while since you've been in high school, and you might be a little bit out of touch. But also,
that's true.
I've
never heard, like, I go to plenty of shows. Like, I haven't gone to any at high schools.
Look at him sopping his slam, too. You might be a little bit out of touch.
Maybe a little bit.
Jesus.
A teensy bit. Yeah.
It's not for the high school kids.
You're shut-ins. But also,
that's true.
The theater is, if you know Archie Williams, you might drive by and give it a look. And when you do, the theater is kind of I wouldn't say off campus, but it's so far removed from the main campus that it seems like it's on the other side of a creek, and it's a separate building. And so maybe they thought, let's do that. It's also a beautiful, like I said, it's a really beautifully constructed 200-seat theater with a proper proscenium stage and an entrance that is completely separate from the rest of the school. It has its own parking structure and.
Oh,
that's why I thought it'd be fun. I know.
All right.
And I thought, if this works, I could do a high school tour in Northern California. Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, that is the PR on that is going to be huge.
I know.
That
hilarious. Is,
right.
Look, the parents need a break, right? The parents need a break.
They do. So I've heard that.
For this change, the kids go there on the day, leave the kids at home at night, and the parents go to high school for a little fun on their own. See that? There's so much good press in this.
I just see a map.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE, and I'm Jimmy Uso. Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored.
Parles-tu français?
Hablas español?
Parle italiano.
If you've used Babbel, you would. Babbel's conversation-based technique teaches you useful words and phrases to get you speaking quickly about the things you actually talk about in the real world. With lessons handcrafted by over 200 language experts and voiced by real native speakers, Babbel is like having a private tutor in your pocket. Start speaking with Babbel today. Get up to 55% off your Babbel subscription right now at babbel.com/listen. Spelled BABBEL.com/listen. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Of schools where new administrators need to be hired at each stop on the tour after he's done. They all shift over.
Like, oh, we got a new guy.
Clearing the administration at every high school.
Uh-huh.
No, it's good. Parents will do anything to get their kids entertained.
That is true.
Seriously.
Hey, can I ask Bryn, what are we looking at for time here? Do I have time to? I'd like to get into a bad advice. I like to get.
Yeah, we have some time.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's do this. Hello, please don't say my name. My fiance and I have been together for 3.5 years. The week before Thanksgiving, I get a message on Facebook Messenger from his ex saying, "So remember I told you 3 years ago I'd be fucking your man still? Well, we are."
Oh my God.
I wake up to this message. I yell, "What the fuck?" And the fiance says, "What's the matter?" I give him my phone and he says, "She's back on drugs." I reply to her saying that, and she responds with everything she can to be proven right. All probably, you know, she's screenshotted their text stuff. Maybe there's some video of them boning. I don't know. I call him crying. Anyway, short story. He loves me and he wants to make it work. He won't ever do it again. I love him and I want that. But I'm a woman and it's always running through my head. When I get home, I try not to bring it up, but I'm so hurt and I don't want to talk to anybody about it. I look like a dumbass. That if a song or commercial comes on that reminds me, I know he's getting tired of hearing it. Oh, then she does bring it up. I know he's getting tired of hearing it, but I'm not over it, nor do I know when I will be. I know it's eventually going to burn him out. What do I do? He gave me full access to his phone and I have a tracking app, Life 360, but it isn't enough. I need your help. Love you guys.
Wow. Wow. Jesus.
Can we all just yell it at once?
Leave him.
1, 2, 3, run.
Run. Yeah, leave him.
Punt.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Of course. That's a nightmare. And also, I wonder, how does this woman have her number?
She doesn't. It was Facebook Messenger.
Oh, sorry. I thought she was texting her. Right. It's just the whole thing's a disaster, and you can do better, and don't put yourself through this, and it's abusive, and he's a bit of a monster, and he's putting
and he
you
is
in
going
a really
to cheat
situation.
On you again, and this yeah, bitch again. Has been cheating. I mean, again. Honestly, yeah, this is course. Have some self-respect and get out of there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The end,
that's why you
end
feel
of
like
engagement.
Dumbass.
That's why you feel like dumbass, because you're a dumbass.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
Because you know it's wrong, yeah.
Your life is going to be so much better when you're free of this guy.
Terrible.
It's so weird terrible. That she wrote, and she's right. But it's weird that she's actually, she says, "I'm going to end up burning him out. I'm so mad and can't get over it." Well, first of all, fuck how he feels about it. He was boning some other girl behind your back. But you're right. There will come a point where he says to himself, "This isn't worth it.
Right.
We are not fun anymore. All we are is you're mad at me and you spend all your time getting back at me with weird little jabs."
Yeah, this is over. You might not think so somehow, but
but it's over.
It is over. Yeah. And it's getting more over by the minute. You 100% need to stick a fork in this one and move on. I get it. It hurts. You know, you love the guy. It sucks to get cheated on. You feel rejected. And so now you love him more. It's bullshit. Get out of there. 100% this is over.
And it sounds like this other gal might be angry as well, and who knows what kind of behavior she'll express. Who knows how scary she could be, right? You don't even know what this person's planning or plotting. It's terrible. Yeah, get out.
This is awful. Like, I really wonder why you have to write to a radio. Why is it?
Because she loves him. That's why.
We're pathetic. We the people in love are pathetic. We think that somehow we can get past it. You're never getting past this. You just said it. You hear a song or a commercial that reminds you that he's banging this other girl.
You shouldn't get past it, actually.
You shouldn't get past it.
It's good that you can't.
This should be the thing that breaks you up.
This is the kind of stuff that I look, in my experience, I wasn't messing around behind my ex-girlfriend's back, but I was fucking falling on and off the wagon all the time and lying about it and trying to hide it, and it became a thing. And there's different ways you can break trust with somebody. But ultimately, she was always so fucking mad at me that there wasn't ever going to be happy times again. It just was the way it was.
You said scorched earth at the time, and that's what it is. Like,
yep.
It's the thing has been burned down. Quit trying to rebuild. Yep. Take the insurance money, get the fuck out of there.
And so while I let Scott Capurro fuck me in an alley one time outside of a club. But other than that, I was never with anybody else. And so
I forced you. You know those.
Whatever the case may be, the point is that never even came out until just now.
You know, I had to make you do it. You were angry about it.
But anyway,
is that what you guys agreed to say?
She was burned by it, man. And there's no way you find yourself happy again.
No. Because you've undermined the whole base of the thing. It's, you know, sometimes you've got to know when it's time to cut and run. And it's time,
and also,
lady.
Like you said, Sarah, if she allows him this, he'll do it again. And
of course
it'll come
he will.
Up again. And then it'll just be worse. And then she'll hate herself even more. And then it's a downward spiral. It's never going to get better.
Take control of your life. Dump this guy. It actually sounds like they don't live together either. Like, she wakes up, and then she calls him later. So that makes it even easier.
I mean, like, the thing that might have gone through this guy's, first of all, he was right there with a response that was smooth. Oh, she's on drugs. Like, I good liar.
Yeah,
look at him go. Yeah. Like,
very
right
dismissive.
There with an answer and has it and knocks it out. And yeah, that's pretty good stuff.
He must have been in a fight with the other girl for her to tell this and have all the backup proof ready to go, you know?
Yeah, oh, and I'm thinking that in his own head, he went, I just picked the wrong chick to fuck. I just should pick a chick that is quieter and doesn't
I need
do
a
drugs.
More discreet chick, right?
Right. Yeah, you got to bail.
He sounds hot. He does sound hot. You're right. He does. You're right. He does. I agree with you.
Listen, Scott, you are doing a show this Saturday and next Saturday, 8 o'clock on your Instagram Live, correct?
Yes.
All right.
Show.
And do we have any booked gigs outside of your apartment that you want to promote?
No, there's no live dates, baby. There's just there's nothing. In fact, the last gig I have is New Year's Eve, and thanks, Sarah. You sound so enthusiastic about my work. But anyway, so charming.
Just trying to get it all straight, Scott.
Anything alive? You're doing anything with life. But we had a New Year's Eve show, and some guy brought his kids in Alameda. He's like, it says on the flyer, family friendly. I'm like, no, it doesn't say that. And the kids are like five and eight. It said any age is groovy, which I was trying to be kind of cute and kitsch. But anyway, who brings the kids to a comedy show? And anyway, I said, no. And he was really sweet and walked them away. I'm like, maybe it would be okay for a 5 and 8 year old. What do you? I wanted to ask you guys. What do you think, Sarah?
100% no.
Yeah, not for your
kids
context,
know so but... much these days, though.
No.
They know so no.
Okay. I also think that, I mentioned this when Sarah first brought up this, you know, high school appearance you had. You have a tendency to, speaking of scorched earth, feel the need, like you haven't had enough drama in your life lately, and this is the right scenario to really cancel you.
Right.
It seems like you have to, you pursue that. Like you go, I can't stop going into the light. You're like a moth that goes to
the flame.
You know, I just don't think it's a good idea. Right. You're asking to cancel yourself.
No, I just wanted a performance space. That's all. And I just thought, you know, this school has a new name. They want it promoted. And I got some new jokes about that. So it seems serendipitous. But I think that this whole atmosphere, what we're involved in right now with the virus and people looking in and staying home, I just think it's making people a bit more paranoid than usual. I do. I think what needs to get people out of the house and less paranoid is stand-up comedy. I think it's the only thing that saves stuff. So that's what I was trying to do, was to bring a little.
You're amazing. Oh, so it's totally just altruistic and
yeah. It is. Save the world, Scott.
Well, right. I'm not doing it for money, obviously.
ScottCaparo.com for info on all his Instagram shows. Hey, Scott, it is always great to talk to you, actually.
And, lovely hearing you. Yeah, lovely hearing your voices.
And I'm sorry you don't get to go make the high school kids cry. That is really not fair.
It's a total downer. But, Sarah, we're popping on Saturday, so we'll see you Saturday.
No, I won't see you then.
Yeah, we're coming back.
All right,
yeah.
Thank you.
We'll see you.
Hey, listen, send your emails to Bryn, B-R-Y-N, at RadioAlice.com. And if you'd like a daily alert from me, I have a text number set up for that so that you can remember to listen to The Secret Show at 10 a.m. It's 415-358-1965. Swear to God, I'm not sharing that with anyone. It goes right to me. I'd love to have you on board. And we'll let you know when The Secret Show's happening or if we're going live on Facebook or YouTube. And thank you for listening to today's show.
Thank you.
No, that's not it.
Oh, the end. Right. That's a different show. Sorry.